cut some flowers. You put, what do you put cut flowers in? Kind of a container. Might put a little water in it.
I reckon.
All right, now that's cut flowers. All right. And when you sit down at the table to eat, you use, what are the three utensils? Things you eat with.
Knife and a fork, ordinarily a spoon.
Yeah. Now, if you had, say there were four people eating, and you'd say, I'm going to need more than one knife, I'm going to need four.
Well, we call them sharp knives and butcher knives.
Okay, fine. Now, do you ever call that flower pot a vase or a vase? Vase? Ever call it, did you ever call that flower pot a vase? Or
oh,
just,
yeah.
Just
yeah.
A flower pot?
Yeah, a vase and a flower pot.
Okay, and after a meal, the woman might say, now I must what the dishes. Now I must, after a meal, the woman says, now I must.
Well, I take them. Ordinarily, if they ain't got a washer, dishwasher, they'll take a dish pan and put them here in the sink and put the dishes in that and some powders and a rag and go to washing dishes.
Okay. Now, after you take the dish out of the soapy water and hold it under the clear water.
Rinse it.
Okay. All right.
Water.
And something you might use in this process to get the food off the plates. Kind of piece of cloth you might use.
Well, my daughter, what she does, when she has anything, she just rakes it off in the container of some kind, and the dogs around here, and she just feeds them.
Well, I wanted to use a term like a dishcloth or a dish rag or something like that.
Well, yeah, a dish rag and a drying rag we use too. First and called a dish rag,
yep.
The next and called a drying
right.
Rag.
Okay, fine. How about something in the bathroom that you might use for put soap on when you wash your face?
Me a hand towel.
Yeah, well, they dry with a hand towel, right? This is something that you wet, that you put the water and soap on. Small piece of cloth.
That'd be a wash rag.
Okay, and then you. The water at the sink comes out the, turn on the, you go in the kitchen, you turn on the faucet and, or is that what you call it? Or the spigot? Spigot or faucet? I didn't want to say it myself.
Well, we call them both, a faucet and a spigot. I hardly ever hear them call a spigot anymore. Just turn on the faucet, get hot water.
Would
and you, on the other one, get cold water.
Would you call it the same thing if it was on the side of the house, if you're going to hook up a hose? Would you still call it a faucet? You're going to attach a hose. Or on a house?
I don't know. I've got four faucets on the outside, and I call them old faucets. I don't know whether that's correct or not.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about one on a barrel? You know, on a barrel of beer or something. They have a wooden, remember they used to have those and they'd turn, or a keg and they'd turn it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about if I can think of that name. They used to make them out of wood.
Yeah. Well, I just wondered if you'd call that the same thing or have a different name for it.